You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show.
Hey there, Suns fans. We're here doing episode 608, Los Fantasmas. I am Matt Lieberman, and joining me as always is the fantastic Mr. Kevin Undergaro.
Yes, and again, I'm just lost without Grizzly.
I know, we're missing a sister at arms.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. We're a car with one flat tire.
Yes, but we will do our very best
to keep
on trucking. We miss Chrisley, and she will be back next week, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah,
Fingers crossed.
I mean, she was doing something for AMC. She was all these big – or something with Disney, actually.
All these junkets in New York. She's being pulled in all directions.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
She's very successful.
Well, so we're happy for her. So anyway, you know, she's certainly not here because she doesn't love you guys or the show. But duty calls. We want her to succeed.
Absolutely. So it falls to us to talk about this episode. A great deal quieter than last week,
yes.
Where a lot of stuff happened. Although we did have one big loud car crash when that guy completely ran over that Bizlat juice, looking at it like it was nothing. We've got all the fallout from last week's big Tara moment. Gemma trying to figure out what's happening. Wendy falling off the wagon. Why, Wendy?
Poor Wendy.
And the DA continuing to scheme. Nero falling on a sword. We got lots to talk about, so I just want to jump in. Let's talk about the club. So Jax, you know, he's taking care of Tara at home. He goes down to the sweets and scoops shop, and they got a newspaper. Everyone's subdued. We're kind of like wondering what's going on, and there it is. In all that's fit to print in black and white, we've got the Sons of Anarchy and the Bizlats linked to Court of Aquinas shooting, and Jax is just like, Chapel, now we got to deal with this.
Right.
The DA has leaked this story to the press in hopes of squeezing Nero before Lee Torek's evidence comes back that proves that Nero did not kill the prostitute, the escort. Sorry.
Escort,
yes.
Please.
Yes. So then the club has to take care of the Bizlats and keep them from basically imploding without Nero's leadership. And things get hairy right off the bat as this car just zooms out of nowhere right after they got everything settled. They're like, hey, man, you know, the message is just everything's fine. If everything stays fine for just another day, you know, another couple of days till this blows over, we'll be okay. And this dude just hauls off and runs over one of the Bizlats.
And before that, Juicy just stands there.
Yeah, like he swerves
Go
within
ahead, kill me.
Half an inch of Juice. And I'm just like, wow, wait a second. Juice is prepared to die. He didn't try to get out of the way.
So what I'm hoping an irony is that he doesn't.
I know. Well, I want him to
to
recover because it seems like he's on a precipice right now. He has no self-preservation instinct at all. Between this and when he stole the bike a few weeks ago with the cops and jumped into the van off the back of that bike, he's got zero self-preservation right now. And I'm wondering what I've been wondering all season: what's going on in his head, man?
Well, we know he's just so torn up,
yeah,
by what he did, and I mean he's been through hell, right? He found out about his heritage. And then he was played in so many different directions, cooperating with Clay, then cooperating against Clay, and then, you know, looking like a snitch. And I mean, he's been turned inside out.
He's been through the ringer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get killed when I say these things. Because he was a decent guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know you call any of these guys decent. I know.
Yeah.
It's
but for outlaws,
relatively, you're right, within this world.
Yeah. If you accept that morality is somewhat relative, as in this show, I feel right. like it is.
Yes, and also within the not just even within this world, within the world of the world. So in the microcosm yeah. of the suns.
Yeah.
Anyway, very interesting, and I hope he doesn't get his way. I don't want to see him die.
I don't want to see him die either. I hope that's...
Can we just hold the fort down? Why do I have to deal with more deaths as this goes?
I know.
And I know I'm going to have to, but I'm just...
But just like, why, Juice?
No.
Why, Juice?
Well, okay. Is there anyone you would... Any sons you would want to see die?
Any sons that I would want to see die... None that I would want to see die. I'm not bloodthirsty.
My brothers, I don't want to see any of them die.
I know, but like, if I had to pick, if it's like, you know, like, I'm going to cut off one of your limbs, that's happening, but you get to choose which one. I mean, for me, it would be Tig. And I know I'm going to get hate for that. I know, but if we're talking about moral, if we're talking moral relativism, right?
Yeah.
And if Juice is on the light side of the spectrum with Bobby... And
Tiggy saved the doggy.
Tiggy saved the doggy, but he's also killed people and burned people. He drowned a guy in piss this season.
Well, come on.
I mean,
now.
Okay,
that
a scumbag.
Had it coming.
A scumbag,
had
but he's still...
Listen.
The dude admitted to having sex with corpses a few seasons ago.
He had a few bad things the first couple seasons, and then you know what?
I'm just saying.
All right, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
I lay my life down before. I would rather
you
die.
You would rather die.
Yes, for the club. I don't want to lose any of my boys.
In the universe
yes.
where Kevin Undergaro is K-Man, you know, riding with a cut.
I love my guys. I don't want to lose any of them. I you know, Nero just grows more and more on me every week. I know we won't get into him now, but I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
It started with Juice. I don't want to see Juice die. I know. I'm going to have to part with more of our brothers, but anyway.
I just want to see someone reach out to him already. Like, someone must have noticed.
No, he did. Remember, Bobby did look. Like, what happened two episodes ago? Bobby gave a look. Like, what the hell?
What's going on,
And I feel like if anyone's sensitive enough, it might be Bobby.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he wasn't around for a while, and then he comes back. He's like, something's different.
He's also like, Bobby's more... From the hippie culture, it seems like, again, within this microcosm.
Yeah.
He seems like the guy that, you know, even like how, you know, and again, we'll talk about Tara later, but even seeing him reach out
to her.
Yeah, you want to talk about it. And even when he, you know, coming to Jackson saying, I don't want to wear the patch. We got to get back to what this thing was, the principles, original principles group, what it was started for. And
he's a student of humanity. You know what I mean? Like, he's not...
Oh, God, you're going to get killed for that.
No! Look. The club, admittedly, criminal organization, do they kind of play fast and loose with how they treat women? Yes. Have they been involved in crime? Yes. Do they continue to perpetrate it? We're not saying that these are not truths, but... In a world where these are our heroes or anti-heroes, you know, to whatever fault, to whatever end, I would say that Bobby probably has the most humanity, or at least is the most in touch with his humanity, out of these people.
Which makes me think that he's the martyr.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because I really see, like, when we have a setup with Juice's character kind of going on this hell-bent for fury, like, he's not in touch with living or death anymore.
And he was very much
in touch.
By the way,
the great Stephen Lemieux from the booth.
Oh yes.
We didn't introduce you.
I'm Stephen. Hey guys. It really seems like that's the kind of setup that stories like this would have, is if Bobby's the one to notice Juice and Bobby's the one to save Juice, it's going to be at the cost of his life and it's going to be for the sake of the club.
Jeez.
And Stephen, you know, now I'm head at the table in the chapel. Turn on your blue light.
Yeah. Turn on your blue light, Steve. We want to see your pretty face.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway. In a blue light. We want to see your pretty face in a blue light. So we got the guys there tracking down this grieving father, as it turns out to be.
And by the way, we all knew it wasn't a cop because of the car.
Yeah.
It was too old of a car.
Yeah. It was a blue 85.
I don't know. It looked like it was either, by what I saw, I didn't hear. It was either Caprice Classic or an Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
But it was just like it's...
Early model American car.
Exactly. It's not... It stands out. it pops a little bit from the background. So it would be a terrible undercover police vehicle. Someone may disagree with that. But they're trying to get there before the Bizlats. Borowski calls Jax. Jax calls him back on a burner. And he's like, hey, man, the DA is leaning on me. The DA calls him in, brings him in with a police escort, private car, and basically gives him this threat. Like, look, if you don't help me out, if you don't help me bring the Suns down in some fashion or get me this driver at the very least, because this whole thing went down in your hood, then I'm going to make sure that the port is now in control of the sheriffs and all you and all your dirty cop buddies lose their revenue. So he's desperate, and especially after helping the Suns out again last week with Venus's mother,
right,
and taking care of that body, taking another one for the team. He needed a win from the Suns. He needed them to help him out. So they call him in, but the Bizlats won't wait. They rush right in,
right,
nearly kill this dude before, and everyone's got their guns out. We don't know what's going to happen. Who's going to pop off a shot? Thank God nobody did. This guy stabs one of the Bizlats, and thankfully, you know, through good sense and good reason, the cops are coming. They're able to pry the Bizlats away. I, for one, even though I'm like, why would they dust the photo for prints? But I'm like, Jax is holding this photo, and the Bizlats' blood is on this knife. And I'm like, aren't they going to test this stuff? Like, wouldn't they know that they were there?
Maybe, and maybe it'll get used, but... And you know, I want to talk more about this when we talk about
the DA and...
No, when we talk about some of the comments that come in.
Okay, sure.
Because one of the things with this show is if we really were going to get into that stuff.
Yeah.
The amount of deaths that take place on this show on a weekly basis, if we have counted the bodies from season one to now, and when we know that murder is the number one solved crime... in this country,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that the bodies just pile up and never get solved, right? And no one don't even solved. They don't even get, you know. Okay, but by the way, I love the show, and that's just part of the show. So I don't give an F. We all love the show. Clearly, us and the rest of America love the show. But going into the Suns, we know that. Like, that's it. So
I know.
So we don't get into like that stuff on this show.
That's true. But
I mean, it's there if Sutter wants to use it.
Yeah.
He can and will. But I, you know, again, if you look at all the deaths, the murders that not only are unsolved, or they don't even come up on the radar.
I know, but I'm always so concerned about the Suns, and I like my alarm is always going off because I'm just like, oh God, what is going to cause more trouble for the MC? Because they're always coming out from under something. And I'm just like, anytime that something gets left out, I'm just like, they're going to find it. And then every once in a while they do. And my panic is justified.
What I'm liking with the last 3 weeks, and to digress a little bit.
Sure.
You know, speaking of being stressed about situations, I am feeling the last 3 weeks have been less stressful. Yes, as usual, like so much crazy stuff. And,
yeah.
But I just think that before these three episodes, the last, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 have been so pressure filled, and just them hanging off a cliff, just, you know, by, you know, hanging with their fingernails, like clutched into the rock, like ready to fall. It's been, whereas the last three, you know, where, you know, Bobby's managing.
It's a breath of fresh Bobby.
A little bit. Yeah, a little. I mean, obviously crazy, so much crazy stuff, but it's been so intense up till now that these three feel more relaxed in comparison to the last 10, 12. And I'm happy. I like that.
They're more fun to watch.
But as I was saying to you as we were watching, it also makes me nervous because...
It's just going like, to get even worse.
Oh, the worst is yet to come. That's what I'm just...
The worst is yet to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, you know, Borowski, so far, he's been kind of decent to the Suns. I mean, so far.
Yeah. And Peter Weller, who also directed this episode.
No way.
Yeah. Directed this episode, and I thought he did a great job.
I saw his name, and I didn't put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, directed the episode, and I loved his last scene with Jax and Chibs as they yet again failed to deliver for him, but he's like, ah, screw it. She deserves what's coming
to
her.
Oh, talk about Alice. What'd you do with most pedophiles? Chopped, burned, and whatever.
And buried. Yeah. Burned, and buried. Yeah.
It's great.
And he's like, don't worry. I'm not going to use that against you. Eh, maybe.
Unless I have to or something like that. Yeah. You know, with a little bit of a so.
He's like, I'm a good guy, but then he just tosses just a hint of a threat.
But you know what? There's only one Nero.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be the guardian angel. Like, this guy is, you know, he's, if push comes to shove, he's going to side with another criminal over a cop. But if it's going to be saving his skin, his enterprise, of course.
Yeah. He's still a lizard. Yeah. He's still going to protect himself. He's saying, you know, I like you guys, but don't cross me. Yeah. Don't think I'm weak.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have to, unless I have to use it.
I won't, but mm-hmm. I will if I have to.
If I have to.
Yeah. Ugh, and how just gruesome was that gusher of blood, geyser coming out of this dude's neck.
It's amazing where we're at with television. You know, just up to even probably 5 years ago, you would never see this. You'd see it on pay cable, but I don't know if The Sopranos was this gory.
At times, but it was far more artful. It wasn't just like there for shock. I don't know. And, like, that might be me giving David Chase too much credit. But it definitely wasn't... You wouldn't have gotten as big of just a...
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy every episode. Huge I thought pool the I thought the car accident, the kid being run over, was enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah. When...
Oh, yeah, his head exploded.
People may hate me for saying this.
Uh-oh.
But I really...
They always hate us without Chris Lee. No. Choose your words carefully.
They're not going to hate me because I'm not dissing Sons of Anarchy. I'm... kind of gonna say, I feel that it's slow. A lot of people like to blame the gore on a lot of things, but honestly, it's just American people have become so
desensitized
to it that's what they tune in for, because it's whether, I mean, oh, he only got shot. It's now, oh, he got his face ripped off. Like, that was awesome. It's like, that's honestly, that's the only reason The Walking Dead is surviving, is because it's not on writing.
I disagree. I think that there's always going to be a market for zombie culture. It's something that's been starved for a very long time. Yeah, and like, you know, once you're entrenched in a series, I mean, you're having a problem with the writing on that show this season, but you're still watching it, and it's not because of the violence.
I watch it for the zombies and. That's pretty much it.
All right. That's a different discussion and a different show, and yes. We can talk about that offline.
It's not Sons.
Yes. But I want to talk really quickly about iTunes. Guys, thank you so much to everyone who has written us up on iTunes, given us a review. It helps make the show more searchable. It helps my bosses know that you love the show and that you want to see more of it. And if you can go on iTunes, slap us with a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the show. And tell us that, you know, you want to see more of it. You want to try to get guests, what your theories are, what you think is going to happen in the 7th season. You know, we might only have 1 year left. Kurt Sutter this week said, you know, he might extend it if the money's there. He said he's not completely. He says he's not completely opposed, but he's like, at that point, the show starts to eat itself budgetarily. Like when you extend those contracts again.
Even Entourage. You know, one of the regrets they had was early on, they didn't do more with the characters,
mm-hmm.
the creators had said. And when it became such a hit and they wanted to do more, then the show inflated so much because everyone's salaries blew up so badly later that they couldn't. Sopranos, same thing. This became so expensive at the end. It just, you know, it's and clearly all these guys... are going to want more money. I mean, Jax, you know, he's in a position.
He's a movie star.
He's a movie star.
Pacific Rim was huge.
But even if he wasn't, he's the show. It's like Cranston on Breaking Bad. And so, you know what? Like, those guys can really get a network to break the bank. It's funny, you know, talking. I want to talk about the Sutter thing. And guys, this is, you know, saying go to iTunes and comment, go to YouTube as well and comment. We love it. It actually helps us
do our jobs better.
Absolutely. And I think this is probably one thing that you guys will all talk about, but you know, I can already tell we're gonna have very different feelings on this.
Sure.
So Kurt Sutter says maybe I'll do a little more. Okay, and I'm gonna tell you how I feel about that. Then you tell me the question is whether you want to see more.
Okay.
My response is this. because I'm on the side of the business where I'm always trying to protect talent, enhance talent, that's what AfterBuzz is about. The hosts, you know, obviously working with Maria Menounos, trying to expand people's brands. So as a champion of talent, I would love to see Charlie and Sutter and the rest of the boys get as much a payday as possible, because this business is so hard that a lot of times you don't, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place, and you become world famous for this short run on a TV series. And because it's a cable series, you don't really, you don't make the money to set you up for the rest of your life.
Sure.
It's really a big myth. I mean, there's some HBO shows that will literally pay $5,000 episode. Again, a lot of, seems like a lot of money, but you times that times 12, that's your season. That's $60,000 a year.
It's not a lot.
You know, it's not a lot, you know, to be completely famous and then be stereotyped and not be able to work. So let's say you do that for five, you made 60 grand a year for 5 years, and then you can't do your job doing something else. I mean, so I want to see those guys get their paydays. And then as a fan of the show, give me more. Give me more. I love it. And but I know I can, I'm predicting that you, as more of a purist, are going to say no.
Yeah.
End it on top. You know, get us out there leaving more. Get us out of it leaving more.
I did not know that I was that obvious. But you're absolutely right.
I always play the old card. I'm older, so that's why I can tell.
Look, I'm a television nut. I'm a huge fan. I love great TV. And if for every great show that ended when it should have,
right,
there are six that went way too long.
I mean, maybe even more.
Yeah,
because
maybe
when
even
you think
more.
Of what you, who ended at the right time? You
exactly.
Really, it's like Breaking Bad, like perfect ending.
Breaking Bad is the only one I can think of right now.
Currently.
You know, that they're either canceled too early or they overstay their welcome and the writing doesn't support it. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that if Kurt Sutter said, I'm doing an eighth season, it would be because he had a great idea for why he needs to continue the story and why he needs 13 to 15 more episodes to complete it. Yeah, don't get me wrong on that front. But I think seven seasons is the right length. I feel like the turn in the course of the series came in season four. It was always meant to be the midpoint of this grand, you know, Shakespearean tragedy that he's been trying to pull off.
I feel like we are on the roller coaster toward the end.
Yeah, and I feel like...
But these last three have been, again, and you guys are going to kill me for saying this, have been a little lighter, which leads me to believe is we're catching our breath and we're not on the the roller coaster ride down. Like, maybe we've got some room to get another season.
See, I disagree. I think, while they've been lighter, they haven't been drama-free. Tara pulled last week.
Oh, look at this. Tons of intense, crazy-ass shit going on here.
But on the other hand, I feel like it's Kurt Sutter being like, enjoy this while it lasts,
bud. Oh, that's what scares me. I know. That's what I feel like, too.
Remember when I was just playing around?
Yeah, now it's going to get real. The other thing you don't rule out, too, and sometimes this is just the backstage politics that so few, if any, of the showrunners will admit, but you never know how. I've known showrunners and stars and hosts to keep a show going for the crew and some of the supporting cast.
Totally.
They keep it going a year because they know it's going to really set these people up in the right way. And I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Would you rather see a spinoff or see them drag this story out?
Good question. I don't, you know, I'm not, I'll watch the Breaking Bad spinoff because Saul's amazing. And,
for me, that's just morbid curiosity. I do not think they should have done it.
And listen, that's exactly what it is. It's morbid curiosity. That's what I was going to say. But I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to watch it. You just have to, at least. It's the curious. But no, I don't know. I wouldn't want a spinoff.
You don't see a Nomad spinoff coming in?
I didn't say I didn't see it. I'm just, you asked me if if I want a spinoff
or another season.
I'd say another season.
I just feel like they're already kind of getting fleshing everything out that they need to.
Oh, we're not saying if they're going to or not, Stephen.
Okay.
It's what do
I don't
the
want
question
it.
Is what do we want or not? Okay.
I don't want it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I love the world. I'd love to see another Charter or Nomads. I think that would be really cool. Start us with a fresh new batch of characters and let us, you know, learn to love a whole new family.
You know what would be interesting?
What?
Okay, here's what would work for me.
Okay. Kevin Undergaro's about to lay it down.
Prequel.
Oh, about the early days of JT and Clay?
Piney.
Mm-hmm.
Young versions of all those guys.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch that. Just even, again, if you, some of you fans know I do Boardwalk Empire, and the one thing I geek out about is the production design.
Mm-hmm.
And just to take us back, you know, 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And do it right. You know, spend the money and do it right. You know, really, you know, get us the cars, get us the clothes.
But here's what I would say, caveat to that.
Yeah.
Mini series or limited series, I
would take whatever I could get.
Say at the top, 3 seasons max.
Okay.
You know, 8 to 10 episodes
I agree.
Each.
I would love it. And you know what? I'm going to like throw it out to the universe now.
All right.
I want this to happen so badly.
Hope against hope.
I think Kurt is going to want to go. He strikes me as guys are going to want to go on new stuff. But, man, how effing cool would that be to see how it all got started with Clay? I mean, a young Gemma, a young Clay, a young Piney, the whole team.
A young Otto.
Yeah.
To me, it would be so hysterical. Just, like, knowing, like, the tragedy that awaits him. And, like, who would he cast as his young self?
Yeah, yeah, right? And then...
Tig would be ridiculous.
Well, he'd be a prospect.
He'd be like a younger rat boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, yeah, I'm going to, you know what? I know people at FX. I'm going to plant
that in their
I'm
ear.
I'm going to.
See if they've walked it all
that
down
have
that
any
road.
Power, but man,
yeah,
that would be cool.
Hey, the show's as popular as it is, as it's ever been. So,
but before we go on to, you know, the other subject, the last thing I want to say about YouTube, you know, we're getting a lot of great comments, and someone was saying how it was great they informed us that Kurt Sutter has said he's over the whole Hamlet thing.
Yeah.
Throw it out the window. So we were talking about that. That was cool. And then someone else was mentioning, we were talking about, I'm sure it was me who said I was pro Jax.
Yeah.
And I am. And again,
and I didn't disagree.
And again, I'm reflecting on all the good things. But yeah, if we really want to look at this at face value, oh my God, they're all murderers and they're exploiting
women. He injected
women.
Wendy with a speedball last year.
So, but within this world, I see him as someone who's he's trying to do the right thing in this world. And in this world, he's going to do bad things. Bad things are going to happen. But look at him versus Clay.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm. So when I see the comparison between him and Clay, that's where I go, no, Jax to me is the protagonist in this, not the antagonist.
Absolutely. And they're anti-heroes, you know. They're right. Not their souls are not clean. They're, you know, their balance sheets, they got red on them. They've all done bad things.
But a good anti-hero has a code and I believe they do. All right. So let's finally go on to
please. So let's talk about D.A. Patterson has just been all over the Suns and the Bizlats. Her scruples have just gone out the window. She had that great scene with Sheriff Roosevelt this week where she talks about, you know, the larger justice. She cares about the larger justice versus the simpler justice. If Nero Padilla, you know, goes to jail with a confession that even though it was pressured over a murder case that he actually didn't commit, you know, and it still gives these families some justice and puts away someone who's definitely done other crimes in the past, she's fine with the fact that that's a little shady, you know, versus Eli, who's like, hey, man, I let Gemma go because I have no reason to keep her.
Right.
You know, like
I love Eli and the DA are great. Yeah. Their chemistry is great.
They're great foils for each other.
Yeah, he's just, he's just got one. He's keeping his mouth shut. Mm-hmm. He's going along, but he's like, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Especially when you think about where he was when we met him back in season 4, and he wanted the Suns more than anything. You know, he's learned that it's not all about the end result. Someone has to keep law and order in this world.
And again, in this world,
yeah,
in this microcosm, it's the Suns. They're the Knights. in this microcosm.
Can I just say one thing, though, that yes. I didn't completely buy? The one thing I didn't completely buy was when he has that scene with Unser. And,
I know you're going to get into this.
Yes. He has that scene with Unser, and he asks him, well, how would you play it? And Unser says, the Sons of Anarchy are so ingrained in the fabric of this town that if you were to remove them, the whole thing would fall apart. And I have to ask the question, is that true anymore?
Yeah, it was like,
like, I would have understood that back in season one when they were throwing barbecues and everyone in town came.
And they were powerful.
Yeah. They were the ones who kept law and order in the town.
Okay. It probably still holds water because the civilians, it all depends on their current perception. And other than some of the press that's going around, they're still hanging on to the belief that the Sons are, you know. But again, the place has been blown up. That's public knowledge. The school shooting.
Yeah. Mayor Hale said last week, public opinion is not in your favor. You've got 3 months to get the town back on your side.
Yeah. I don't know. You kind of got me on that one.
Well, doesn't happen every day. I'm just going to pat myself real quick on the
back. Unless the sheriff's saying it to him to kind of inspire him to help the Sons. He's trying to coerce him. I don't know.
Well, I think also he looks back on his time in office where, I mean,
that's right. And he's going to, you know.
He was corrupt.
And he's going to, but he, I could see him holding on to the belief that the Sons run the town. Like an old timer would think that. He would still believe in the old ways.
Because that's how it's always been.
That's how it's always been.
He might not see the writing on the wall, or if he does see it, he doesn't want to believe it yet. He still holds out hope, especially now that the club is moving in this new direction, that they still can retain this level of influence and engender the same kind of love that they have gotten from Charming in the past.
Well, what about the DA realizing Nero has a heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nero is our guardian angel. And
he's selfless.
He's taking one for the team and saying, it's just the murder's on me. Yeah. Just make sure my kid is taken care of and that I can visit him.
Yeah. He's taking it for his son, but he's not taking the club down with him. He's putting it all on his shoulders. As Patterson says, he's someone in search of penance. He knows that he's done wrong.
She reads it, and so that's why she follows up and says to him, you know, I know you didn't kill, you know, the girl.
Erin Byrne, I believe her name was.
But stare at all these pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, and knowing that he has a big enough heart, look at all these pictures. There's more to this. And I'm going to find out who's responsible, but I want you to think about this as you leave.
Yeah. Think about your kid and think about all those kids. Is your kid really more important than those kids?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
It's a bold move. She's letting him go. She has no other option, but she could have held him at least for the time being on his confession. He was ready to go to jail for it. He was ready to take it all on his shoulders. But apparently that will not be the case. I'm very curious to see what he does in the next episode, because that's definitely going to weigh on his mind.
It's just nice to see, in the next episode we'll talk about, but it's just nice to see him out.
Oh, absolutely. He's been out of play for way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gemma, Wayne, Wendy. Wow.
I know. Well, Wendy, man, like, within, like, the first 5 minutes of the episode, she's buying drugs. I'm like, what are you doing?
You know, again, can we blame her? Like, you know, Jax.
No, I can blame her. I can blame her 1,000 times over.
7% of people or less get off heroin.
Damn.
You have to know what those odds. And that's why it's when you see someone, if anyone you know gets oxys too, they're basically heroin. But yeah, once, you know, it's really, really hard. It's 7% or less get off it.
So wow.
I was always suspect of the fact that she took a speedball and was handling herself as well as she was. But, you know, being where she's at now, so torn, and we should probably talk about Wayne and Gemma before we get to
Wendy.
Gemma and Wendy. So I'll save it that. But
So Gemma tells Eli, you know, this is what really happened. She didn't want to say it at first because she's just like, you know, like, F you, cop. Like, no one's going to buy my story anyway. What's the point? What's the point? I just got betrayed. I might never see my grandkids again. What is me telling you the truth really? What is it really going to do? And then he finally is like, I need your statement. She tells him the truth. And she's desperate to know, you know, who was involved in this thing. Wayne picks her up. And she has that scene in the car with Wayne. And this is really the first time I feel like he's flat out keeping secrets from her. And something that, like, he promised Terry, he's like, I will keep your secret, but I will not help you anymore. I will not help you anymore. And, you know, I'm really pleased that he didn't crack. But Gemma knows that he knows more than he's letting on.
Right.
And
she's like, I feel like she's saying, you know, like, I know.
Yeah.
I've not ever given into your advances. I've not, you know, or you know, whatever. But can you at least tell me? I'll protect you.
And he gives her the toughest love
right.
we've ever seen anyone give her.
You got a lot of love in your heart, Gemma.
But it's so twisted around this hate in your heart. I don't know if it's there anymore. And you're on a road. There's two roads. One is going to be long and hard and terrible, but it leads to you maybe seeing those grandkids again. And the other one's the road that you're on, because he knows what she's going to do. And
I thought he was going to feature, and I'm so naive.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You see that moment where she realizes, not only is he right, I am powerless to stop myself. I can't help it. I've been wronged. I can't let this go. I can't just let this go, even if that's the only way I get to see these grandkids again. There's got to be another way. I have to be able to assert my power and make things go my way again. And as we saw in that scene with Jax, after she, you know, muscles in on Wendy and, you know, she seems like she's got her power back, Jax is not going to budge, and he breaks her heart into pieces. It's brutal.
Let's back up, because we still
okay.
Yeah, we need to talk about when she and Wendy.
Yeah.
So Anjali has this great tough love talk with her, and I don't know why I'm kidding myself thinking it's going to reach her, but then she gets with Wendy, and the worst part. So you know, outcomes. You know, Wendy says something very cool, I thought, which was like, "I'm screwed either way."
Yeah.
How do I win? I don't win in this, and she's like, "Well, you can win if you join my team," and you find out that the prize, what you get for the win, is you just get your life. You get to have Jax not kill you,
mm-hmm.
which was like, wow.
I know. What's even more telling about like where she thought she factored into her son's heart and his decision making, which made the later scene all the more heartbreaking on her end, is, you know, she's like, I will make sure that Jax doesn't kill you. Like, I will be the person who will be able to stop that from happening.
Wow.
I have some power here. And then that scene with Jax proved how utterly powerless she is.
And she says, I'll take the gun, but the drugs, it's on you, because if you're going to be with the grandkids, you need to be off the shit.
You need to prove that you're trustworthy.
Which we thought, again, it's why the show's so great. It's so mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah.
Because that is the kind of healthy thing to do, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's true. And I know I'll get crap for this, but like, why does she have to have her shirt open to do heroin? I'm just saying. Like, there is no reason for it other than to be titillating. But whatever.
Well, you noticed it.
I don't think so.
What? Granted.
Because, okay.
It's also her going back to her previous character.
I had no problem, because I think that it's like, I don't see you with your shirt tucked in and all kind of put together when you do heroin. I think it's like the music goes on, the needle goes in. Usually it's the mm-hmm. butt in the mouth, and that's why a lot of times they fall asleep smoking mm-hmm. and light themselves and the house on fire. But me and my dark past. But, you know, working in the carny business for 10 years, I can't tell you how many of the guys, the carnies, did shot up. And every one of them, it was always the shirt. I'd say the shirt open, just
like comfortable. So you're gonna get the sweats.
I don't know what it, yeah, sprawled out on the chair. And you know, it was one guy. It was the needle was even left in his arm. He was dead. That we saw like back Lord. In the day. But it was, I'm just saying, guys, it was like, you know, they're not all put together and kempt. So I, for me, it's fine. And as a guy, I enjoyed seeing her bra. I liked it. So sorry. but I had no problem with it. I just felt really bad for her because now she's going to spiral more and it's going to be a prophecy where Jax will kill her.
Yeah.
Because she's a junkie.
Yeah, that or she
just
she
fades
dies,
away.
She dies of an overdose. You know, but either way, Tara's plan, you know, has completely crumbled because she bet on the wrong horse. You know, Gemma's talking to Wendy about you bet on the
way,
wrong horse.
Listen, guys, do we all know how many seasons in you don't F with Gemma?
Yeah.
I said that last week. It's like, oh, my God, I was so nervous for Tara because you may have won a very big battle against Gemma, but oh, she's the original Spider Lady.
I know, but there's Jax signed the agreement, the restraining order. She can't go anywhere near Tara or the kids. She can make her life
and
difficult.
That makes you comfortable if Gemma's your enemy.
Yeah, the
her
really
and Clay, like you don't those guys.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm playing devil's advocate.
No. Well, we go to the next scene, and this is what you know. When we go to when Jax says to her, "That's it. You're dead to me, and you're dead to the grandkids." Yeah. And again, it's another battle that a big battle that Tara has won. However, I'm like, oh my! If just when I think it gets worse for bad for Gemma, it gets worse. And in my brain, the worse it gets for Gemma,
the worse it gets for everybody else.
Unless she's 6 feet under, the worse it gets for everybody else.
Totally.
Restraining orders are also both ways. So I've had a friend of mine in North Carolina who his wife got one against him. And she used it to assault him, basically. Mm-hmm. She would go to where he was and then call the cops on him.
Happens all the time.
So Gemma can use this restraining order to keep her away from Jax. She can use this to keep Jax away from his kids.
Oh, wow.
She can stay as close to Jax as humanly possible. Even though he'll want to kill her, she's still his mom. So, I mean, this will only keep Tara and the kids away from Jax. And Jax is not going to like that, and I'm wondering how it's going to play out, because that's kind of what Tara wants, but it's also really not.
Wait a minute. But Jax also signed the restraining order, so doesn't that also apply to him?
I don't think Tara... No, because...
Oh, it's no. Parental consent because of the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
But, okay. Well, interesting to see that. All I know is it's Gemma, you guys.
I know.
Listen, you don't mess with Gemma.
Yeah, especially when she's angry. All right.
She arguably... As shifty and seedy as Clay is, I don't think there's anybody
more dangerous
than Gemma. No, and I think what's interesting is Tara is Gemma 2.0.
Yeah,
she's a newer version. She's highly educated. She's been toughened up, I still don't know who I do bet on. Listen, at the war, I still say Tara's going to win the war.
Yeah.
But Gemma, man.
And I agree with you with Gemma versus Clay on a primal level, but ultimately we have to admit Clay has done far worse things.
Yes, but who's more dangerous as a foe? If you had to fight one of them.
She's craftier. She's smarter.
I think she's smarter.
Yeah.
She's more shrewd.
Fair enough.
You're right. Maybe Clay has less of a moral compass. And it seems like he does.
Unlike Gemma.
But Gemma's smarter, it seems, I think.
Gemma's smarter, but she still has that kindness that Wayne sees in her.
She does.
I don't think Clay has.
Clay only has
any
it for
that.
Gemma.
Yes.
Only for Gemma. So far.
Yeah. That makes him more dangerous, I think. All right. I think we need to talk about Tara.
And Jax.
Yes.
Right?
And
it has an interesting meeting, as we were talking about earlier, with Bobby. Bobby, our hippie.
Yes. Smoking his pot.
And saying, hey, you can talk to me. And, you know, trying to keep the peace. And do you think he made headway with her? Unlike Unser, who didn't seem to make headway with Gemma, do you think that
Bobby
made headway?
I think the seed was already planted in her head before he said anything. Because she asked him, do you really think he can get the club to go straight? Do you really think he can move the club into legitimate business? there's already a thought in her head, do I really have to leave? Is there a way that this works out where I don't have to do this already? Because what she has already done is weighing on her. She knows that she did the right thing. I don't think she'd change a thing about it, but it's still definitely hard.
It's hard.
And the weight of what she's done to Jax and what she's effectively done to her kids and what's going to happen when it all falls out, that's still heavily weighing on
her. So the abrupt ending,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that when Jax is like, you know, saying kind of, you know, let's get back on the same page.
I'm glad that he's still trying. I'm glad that he's still reaching out. You know, he loves her as much as he ever did. I think, unlike the rest of this season so far, she's conflicted. She had already decided what she was going to do at the top of the season. She had already decided she was going to leave Jax. She was going to divorce him. And I feel like now, having gone through this first part of the plan and not have it be as she planned it, and having Gemma know that she screwed her over.
So you think it's a flip-flop?
I think there's a part of her that wants it to work out.
I do too. I think Bobby got through a little bit, and I think there is a part that's going to want it to work out. And
yeah. And
I know, like, and again, you guys are going to all weigh in, and I look forward to it because
sure.
I need help on this.
Yeah, we all need help.
It was, first of all, Sutter's so hard to predict, and but what I like is I like how there's room for manipulation. You know, I like that. I'd like to see Tara. I mean, come on. I think we all want to see Tara and Jax together, don't we? Well,
absolutely.
I shouldn't say all of us. I mean, there's people who are going to say, why would you want her with this motorcycle gang killer?
With this woman who so betrayed him? Or
yeah, maybe people would say that. I mean, I guess if I were rational, which I'm not because I just love the show and I'm a super fan. But if I were rational, I'd say, you know, take the kids and go up north and start a new life. And that's the best for those kids and the best for you. But I'm a super fan of the show, so I want to see Tara and Jax together.
Want to see it work out. I just want to see, as someone put it in this episode, I can't quite remember who at the moment, you know, you guys, we come in and we tape this show immediately after watching. Someone said the best way for those kids to grow up without hate in their heart.
It was Wayne, wasn't it?
It was Unser.
Oh, or was it Wendy?
It was Wendy. You're right. It was Wendy.
We should probably go to predictions before we get kicked out of here.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, your predictions?
Okay, next week? Gemma Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see a confrontation between the DA. And, I love Jax. You know what's consistent about him? He always goes at the enemies.
He usually gets face-to-face.
Lee Torque, he was like, you mess with my family, buddy. And, like, even when Otto got killed, he's always – so. We're going to have a confrontation with him in the DA, which I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see what Tara does. We see Clay getting beat up, and I miss Clay. I love Clay.
I'm glad he's back.
And I'm sick of seeing Clay in jail. I want Clay out in the world. I need him out making trouble. And
how many episodes
like
do you think
contained.
Until Clay gets out?
It's got to be soon.
Yeah.
Because the Irish are going to spring him.
Yeah. Well, him getting out means that August Marks comes back too, and that whole thing must unravel
mm-hmm.
to some degree because he's for a murder rap.
And by the way, we also know we didn't talk about that Connor, is going to be an ally later, I think.
Yes, that he knows that the sons are the reason that he's alive. He respects them, and he's going to be on their side when Clay makes the switch. I'm wondering when Clay gets out. I don't know if it's next week, but I think the seeds of it are planted next week.
Someone's beating him up right now.
Someone's beating the crap out of him. I want to know who. I don't know. I honestly can't guess anything else. I think just the heat gets turned up in regards to the shooting and to the Irish. Things are going to start going badly next week. I can't. This show is so random and so surprising. I don't want to say dick if I don't have a good hunch, and I don't. So no. I'm just excited to see it like everybody else.
I think I'm going to skip next week.
No.
No, you kidding me?
Yeah, you can't skip this
show. It's another 6 days that I'm like pacing around and thinking about it. And again, that's why I love the comments, and because you guys fill in a lot of the gaps for us. So please, iTunes, YouTube, keep them coming.
Yeah.
We love it, and we got to get Crystal back. My God.
I know. She should be back next week.
I hope so. It's really hard.
You can follow her at Crystal. That's K-R-I-S-I-L-Y. Kevin, where can the people find you?
At Undergaro.
All right, and they can find me online at Matt Lieberman. That's M-A-T-T-L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV on the Sleepy Hollow and Sons of Anarchy after shows. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
babies.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.